that email is on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win normally 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Home Affairs Minister cautions church against planned constitutional amendment protest. Government union salary talks further adjourned to December 15th. In Global News, Jacob Zuma's daughter accuses sister of Russia recruitment plot. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM Main News. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has advised the Catholic Church and other religious groups against going ahead with their planned protest this Friday over the ongoing constitutional review process. Home Affairs Minister Jack Mwimbo says the church is mandated to be a unifier, foster dialogue, reconciliation and peace among citizens. Hence the path being pursued by certain church leaders risks undermining their sacred responsibility. Mr. Mwimbo says the proposed protests will not unify the country, but further polarize both the nation and the church itself at a time when Zambia requires collective wisdom and unity. He has since appealed to the leadership of the Catholic Church and other faith-based organizations to reflect seriously on this matter and instead embrace dialogue.
The church, which I hold in high regard, is divinely mandated to be a unifier of people. Its mission is to foster dialogue, reconciliation, and peace among citizens. The path being pursued by certain church leaders, however, risks undermining this sacred responsibility. The proposed protest will not unify our country. On the contrary, they will further polarize both the nation and the church itself. At a time when Zambia requires collective wisdom and unity, such divisive actions are regrettable and counterproductive.
Meanwhile, opposition Patriots for Economic Progress President Sean Tembo has accepted the invitation to participate in the peaceful street protest organized by the Oasis Forum, scheduled for this Friday. Mr. Tembo says the party's decision to join the protest is premised on a strong belief that in a democracy, citizens should not shy away to exercise their constitutional rights and liberties, such as the right to peaceful assembly and protest. The protest organized by the Oasis Forum is part of the forum's continued opposition to government's proposed Bill 7, which it describes as rushed, non-inclusive, and centered on election interests. The Road Development Agency, RDA, says the 6 miles to 10 mile section of the Lusaka-Ndola Road will be opened within the next 7 days, a move expected to significantly ease the heavy congestion motorists have been experiencing. RDA Board Chairperson, Engineer Eugene Hazele, stated that the opening will proceed once the project records at least 3 to 4 consecutive days of clear weather. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka this morning on the agency's 2025 performance, Engineer Hazele further revealed that the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway is now nearly 60% complete, making it one of the most advanced public-private partnership road projects currently in progress. He added that 45 kilometers of the road is already in use under maintenance arrangements. Meanwhile, Engineer Hazele has described 2025 as a year of strong progress for the agency, highlighting that the RDA continues to deliver key projects focused on enhancing safety, improving connectivity, and supporting national economic growth. He has outlined several public-private partnership projects progressing around the country, including works on the Ndola-Sakanya Road, rehabilitation of the Mufulira access roads, and border infrastructure upgrades, among other projects.
I need to mention here, I think the RDA has constantly been in touch with the public over certain challenges on this road, especially the congestion at the moment. It's been a massive problem, and our team, the concessionaire, the consultant, they have been working on the problem to try and ease that congestion. But obviously there are some challenges that are beyond their control that have created very serious problems. But on a good note, we wish to inform you, our colleagues, that we are planning to open that road in the next 7 days.
In more news, negotiations between government and public service unions on the review of salaries and selected conditions of service for public sector employees have been further adjourned to allow for continued consultations. The talks, which initially began on 4th November 2025, were paused on 13th November 2025 after both parties agreed that certain matters required additional engagement with key stakeholders before they could be resolved. The negotiations were scheduled to resume on 24th November 2025, but government negotiating team and union representatives have now jointly agreed to extend the adjournment to 15th December 2025, citing ongoing consultations. This is according to a joint statement by government team leader Lois Mulube and union team leader Joy Bene. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, is urging government through the Ministry of Health and the Civil Service Commission to urgently speed up the recruitment and deployment of the 2,500 health workers earmarked for the 2025 intake. MQHZ Director General Dr. Quince Mabu says with the year coming to an end, it is critical that the recruitment process is concluded without delay to allow newly recruited personnel to report for duty at the start of January 2026. Dr. Mabu has noted that while MQHZ appreciates government's continued commitment to annual health worker recruitment, an effort he says has strengthened the country's health system, there is still urgent need to address the persistent shortage of health professionals, particularly medical doctors. He has warned that the shortage is placing immense pressure on health facilities nationwide, limiting access to timely and quality health care for citizens. Dr. Mabu further appealed to government to prioritize the deployment of the remaining doctors on the national database, describing their long overdue placement as essential to supporting overstretched health facilities.
However, Zambia still faces a serious shortage of medical professionals, particularly doctors, placing strain on the health care facilities and limiting access to quality health care for our citizens. We therefore are urging the government to ensure that the recruitment process is completed before the end of the year, and that it is conducted in a transparent, fair and corruption-free manner. Completing this recruitment on time will allow new health workers to report for duty in January 2026 and will help strengthening the health care system, ensure equitable access to care and build public confidence in Zambian health care services.
Moving on to global news. One of the daughters of Jacob Zuma, South Africa's former president, has filed a criminal complaint against her sister, accusing her of recruiting men from South Africa and Botswana to fight in the Russia-Ukraine war. Kosazana Zuma Mkube, alleged that Duduzile Zuma Sabudla, who serves as an MP, and the two others tricked 17 men into fighting for Russian mercenaries. The men were told they were traveling to Russia to train as bodyguards for Jacob Zuma's political party, Nkonto Wesizwe. Zuma Mtube's statement says, the BBC reports on other global news stories.
Negotiations on a